The year began with arguments over a bipartisan law from 2014 that set rules on traffic cameras. Cities said state lawmakers basically shut down camera programs by requiring them to post a police officer with each camera, to post warning signs, and to limit when tickets can be issued. Dayton Assistant City Attorney John Musto told the court the law violates the home rule provision of the Ohio Constitution, and some elements of it, like the three-year traffic study it also required, are unfair and unnecessary.
It's just an additional hurdle that was put on this program to eliminate photo enforcement, which is what has actually happened thus far, which has made the streets of Dayton less safe.
In July, the court struck down three provisions of the law, and in December, the court sent traffic camera lawsuits filed by Springfield and Toledo back to lower courts. Many camera programs were shut down by the law or by voters, but some programs continue, and some cities say they'll bring theirs back. There were some important free speech cases. For instance, the court's October ruling that requiring people living with HIV to disclose their status to potential sexual partners is constitutional. And a sharply divided court also ruled that portions of the Pike County Coroner's autopsy reports on the murders of eight members of the Roden and Gilley families in 2016 are not public records because they're part of an open investigation. And there were big decisions involving kids. In October, the justices split in saying juvenile courts can dismiss sex charges against a child under 13 if the kids involved in sexual conduct were close in age. Attorney David Strait argued to the court in May that the charge went against Ohio law protecting kids under 13 who are unable to consent and also cannot be charged with rape and other crimes.
If both the offender and the alleged victim are within that protected class, then this distinction between the two breaks down.
The court ruled in July that a lack of financial support is not the only thing required for a court to declare that a parent has willfully abandoned a child and that an adoption can proceed. The parent's consent is also still needed. And in May, the court unanimously said that a student's constitutional rights were not violated by a search of an unattended book bag that led to the discovery of a gun. There's still no ruling yet on a lawsuit that could affect thousands of kids at the state's largest online charter school, the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow. In June, the State Board of Education ordered ECOT to pay back $60 million in state funding it got for having 60% fewer students than it claimed it did. But ECOT spokesman Neil Clark said the battle with the Ohio Department of Education was not over.
We will resist any actions that they take, and we'll continue to appeal to the General Assembly or others to correct what's been going wrong in this process.
Will this go to the Ohio Supreme Court?
Absolutely.
A few weeks later, the justices voted to allow the state to start deducting $2.5 million from its $8.1 million monthly payments to ECOT. The court has not indicated when it will hear ECOT's lawsuit against the state. The year also brought a new issue for the court to debate within itself. Its only Democrat, Justice Bill O'Neill, said at the start of the year he was thinking of running for governor, but that he wouldn't if Richard Cordray joined the race. Cordray did, but O'Neill now says he'll run because no candidate is supporting legalizing marijuana. O'Neill has said he will leave the bench January 26th, but Senate President Larry Obhoff has suggested lawmakers might try to remove O'Neill when they return in January.
If they want to have a public hearing to determine whether or not I should stop ruling on important cases a week earlier, I'd say let them convene whatever they want to convene. I will gladly respond.
Republican Governor John Kasich has been taking in applications from those who want to be picked by him to fill out the rest of O'Neill's term. O'Neill couldn't run for re-election in 2018 because of his age. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.